Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuva.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Busy day. But as long as it's productive, that's always a good thing.
That's what's up.
How was your day?
I was busy. Had some emergency issues that I had to deal with yesterday, so we're here today. So to our normal Tuesday listeners, we apologize. I apologize, not the Queen's fault, it's on me. I had to tend to some important family issues that I couldn't put off.
As long as everything is better and worked out, then that's the good thing we need to hear.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, man. Yeah, so but overall, this is a pretty busy day. Whew, got a lot of work done. Still got a lot of work to do tonight. So it's going to be one of those 16-hour days.
Whew, those the days where you're doing it and you're pushing through it, you're like, ah. But once you accomplish it, you know, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I totally agree because it's like, okay, you know what you got to do. Just put your head down, put your back into it and get through it. And then by the end of the day, you're like, damn, I'm tired, but you know what? I got some shit done today. Yeah.
Sorry. So, but yeah, long busy days, as long as they're productive, then I'm all for it. But when
right.
That head hits that pillow, nobody better not ever mess with me. Don't mess with me. Don't peek your head in my door. Don't ask me. Just don't ask me for nothing. Act like I don't exist, like I'm all an illusion. Don't.
It's a Wednesday, it's a hump day. I'm gonna pick this energy up. I'm dragging ass and I'm sipping on my coffee at 7 o'clock at night. I'm sitting there sounding like I'm on my way to a funeral. So let me pick it up, sip my coffee.
Okay. Yes.
And let's get to covering some things, some news. You tell us what we're doing today.
Yes, so this episode 6, and tonight this is a Reality Talk podcast, and tonight we're going to discuss some news stories that we should pay attention to. We address the latest news, entertainment, politics, business, and the Black community. Don't forget, you can always call in at 929-477-1436 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. 2, go live
mm-hmm.
with us. Also, to interact with us on our social media pages, then we also will be able to address your questions or your comments.
Yes, indeed. Oh, man. It's been so much going on since our last time we talked about what's going on in the world. Oh boy, where do we begin, Queen? Where do we begin? It's a lot of fuckery going on out there.
that's the problem. There's so much things we don't know where to begin. So I know we had let's talk about the issues that we've been having that have been going on with the health and the safety of our people, especially our women.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up first because there's several disgusting stories that are coming out of various parts of the country, especially here in Philly and in the southeastern Pennsylvania area. We have, one of the weirdest things I have ever seen in my 47 years of living in Philadelphia. Apparently, a few days ago, a man appeared to be raping a woman. Actually, this happened on October 13th when this happened. It just, the story got out a few days ago, and now it's making its traction. Our public trains here are ran by an organization called SEPTA, which stands for Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority. They are our authority figure that regulates all public transportation in this area. So if you need to get anywhere from point A to point B to Philly, or you need to get to the suburbs, you're going to do it through this organization. So apparently, a woman who was on the train was groped for over 40 minutes on her ride. This woman's, her information has not been revealed, but the assailant was a 35-year-old man named Fiston Ngoy. I can't pronounce his name, so I'm guessing he's not from around here. So apparently from the end of the line, the first stop all the way down to the last stop, just about, this man was literally groping and repeatedly touching this woman. And unfortunately, no one helped. That is the most disgusting part of the story. No one helped. And
no,
to make
helped,
it worse, Queen.
Even more disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
What's even more disgusting is that people were believed to be filming it. You know how every time something happened, especially something as serious as this, where you're supposed to be pulling out your phone to call the police or interjecting in some type of way. Now you got to be a bold motherfucker to be on a plane with two dozen people and harass someone and grope and sexually assault someone for 40 minutes. You got to be bold as hell to even have a thought in your head. It's sad that we live in a world where people are bold enough to do any and everything in front of any and everybody because they know no one is going to do anything. Or they feel like they're going to get away. There's going to be no consequences. And that's the sad thing about it. Usually when people about to commit a crime, they look out and make sure the coast is clear.
Mm-hmm. What's scary about all this, that for 40 minutes, this whole thing transpired. And if you know anything about the Philadelphia Market Frankfurt line, which we call the L, to get from one end to the other, it takes about 45, 50 minutes, depending on what time of the day it is. So apparently this man rode the entire line just about. It went from groping to full on. He ripped her jeans off, her pants off, and immediately started raping her about 8 minutes before the cops finally showed up. That's some sick-ass shit. That's some sick-ass shit for a number of reasons. But here's the next part of the disgusting train ride from hell for this young lady. With all of her fighting and trying to resist and whatever, the people not only stood by and watched, but there were multiple people who did nothing but lift their phones up and record it.
Okay.
Let me say it again. They watched a woman get raped on a train and didn't help. They just recorded it. And according to the police, there was no 911 calls submitted to their, you know, no one called 911 at that time. So,
it's ridiculous yep. because you got all these people. Now, it's one thing when people be seeing something and they mind their business. Not that I would mind my business or something like that, because that's horrific. That's a life-changing thing. But you're not minding your business because you pick up your phone or record, go live, or whatever you want to go do. That's your first thought. We live in a society where your first thought is you can watch, and this is like, you know, they do it with the fight. They do it with the, you know, when they see people, you know, doing donuts and stealing cars and racing. But this right here is a sexual assault. And it's not like any quick, fast worry. This woman was tormented. And, you can only imagine what she's going through. You're asking for someone, just one person, to have a fucking heart and help intervene. But it's 40 minutes. How many stops? How many people? Could you imagine how many people who didn't get off when they stopped just so they could finish watching what's going on?
Yeah. Because, I got to record this. And here's the thing. You're recording it. What are you going to do with that footage? There's only one place it's going to go. Two places. One, you're going to keep it there for your own personal weird-ass jollies. Or two, you're going to take it to post it somewhere on social media for the likes, for the clout. That's what you're going to do
with
this bullshit.
That's ridiculous. If you ask me, every last person that sat there and recorded and watched and did nothing, not even a phone call, should be prosecuted.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Queen. I'm glad you said that because there was, since this, okay, it started in Philly. He was arrested in the Delaware County area where, if you ride the train from the first stop and it ends, the last stop is outside of Philadelphia, about 5 minutes outside of Philly. And that area is called Delaware County. So you're out of the Philadelphia County, you're in the Delaware County, preferably up at Darby. That's the name of the township that you're in. So according to the Delaware County prosecutors, they will not be charging the riders who witnessed SEPTA train rape, according to the DA's office. Is it this last statement they gave as of an hour and a half ago was it's still an open investigation, but there's no expectation at this time that we will charge passengers, said one of the spokesmen coming out of the Delaware County District Attorney's Office. So ultimately, they're going to get away free. I know there was the cops took a lot of statements. There was some talk about the possibilities of tracking people down and grabbing phones as evidence, that kind of thing. But, you know, you can imagine the shit show and nightmare that would cause. But my personal opinion, I think it should be charged. I think worst. You know, I posted this story when I first heard about it on my social media, and I just was blown away because, okay, so this asshole's going to do this in broad daylight. But what's scarier about this story, Queen, this man, Mr. Ngoy, that's N-G-O-Y, so if I'm mispronouncing his name, fuck him, I don't care. Okay, this piece of shit, he's being charged with rape and related sexual assault offenses. He is being held on $180,000 bail. So he's scheduled to see the judge on the 25th, and the Delaware County Public Defender's Office is picking up his case. So, guess what, Queen? This no good, rotten piece of dog shit has a history of arrests and convictions under three, at least three names that they're aware of in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and some of the suburban southeastern Pennsylvania counties.
Wow.
He's been locked up for public intoxication, defecating, urinating in public, and other disturbing charges. But one of his most notorious charge is he pled guilty in 2017 for a misdemeanor sexual abuse charge under the name of Jack Falcon. The police said he was snatched up after he groped two women on the street near a homeless shelter where he was staying. So this guy has a history of doing this shit. I don't think your show. Go ahead, Quinn. Go ahead.
No, and now we know why he continues to do it, because there's no consequence. There's no real big consequence.
Yeah. Exactly. Because, you know, these guys do these slap on the wrist stints and they get out. But the problem is he's in Delaware County, so see you fucking later, alligator. I don't know when the fucking next time you're going to see the sun or see the outside of it. Because Delaware County has a history of locking black men up for long periods of time. And since this is technically his fourth altercation, and the heinous nature of this crime, the audacity of the crime to do it in public transportation while everyone's watching, it's also going to play a part with what's going on here.
It's sad because, I mean, hopefully he'll get some real time. I do agree, and I do wish that the people who shot him did nothing. They didn't do. They didn't sit and do nothing. They did something. They just sat and recorded it. I wish they were being prosecuted. So that right there just gives people the green light to be like, it don't matter what crime is being committed. If you record it and do nothing, you will not get in trouble. That's the message, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I wish they were getting some type of punishment, but the sad world we live in, it's okay.
Yeah. We got a comment from Limited Edition. She's saying she agrees that the people that recorded should be charged. And she's saying, why would he be given bail? That's a good point. There are people who've done less who were denied bail. But she also said the city is funding his housing.
And that's the thing is, and then they wonder why the crime rate is so high in certain places, is because you can get away with almost anything. Or, like, certain people, correct, they get a huge amount of time that doesn't fit the crime. But then you have some people, like this situation, he's a repeat offender. Repeatedly. So he's known. And did he not have to register? Did he not have to register, that's if he even lives out here. But it seems like he got charges in different states. Like,
well, yeah, he's caught some cases out in the county outside of Philadelphia. He caught a case in Washington, D.C. He pled guilty to a misdemeanor of sexual abuse in 2017 under the name Jack Falcon. And at the time, he was in a homeless shelter, and he did it right in front of the homeless shelter. I guess he saw two women walking by and went and grabbed some ass. This piece of shit needs to be put away, because the problem we're having is there's too many of these. This guy needs help, mental help. And if you can't give him mental help, then put him in a goddamn way, a place where he can't get out anymore. Because how many times you're going to keep getting, think about it, the guy just defecating in the middle of the damn street and he got locked up. He's a piece of shit. Why is he out in the goddamn street?
How many chances? I mean, how many lives he's going to be able to ruin? And not even that. He's never going to stop. He's never going to stop. And eventually, with people like this, the crime always get worse.
Shout out to Lady Wren. She says, that happens here in the Bahamas. He dies. There you go.
Right. That's the best solution.
There
I
you
come
go.
Up with.
The men defend the village. There's too many of you walking fucking vaginas. How could you... God damn it, Queen. How the hell do you sit there and watch a woman get... Think about what it takes. Grab your pants. For everyone who's listening, grab your pants and pull. Just think what it takes for someone to rip them off of you. This motherfucker for 40 minutes tortured this woman. So that's from the first stop of the L all the way to 69th Street. 40 minutes. And he was literally inside of her for 8 full minutes before the cop showed up. Ripped, I guess the grabbing and her fighting back, he just said, fuck it, and went for his. With a train full of goddamn people and not one man. Even if you was a bitch-ass man that couldn't jump in, because I saw some statements, oh, well, sometimes people carry guns and stuff. I don't want to get involved. One dude said he didn't want to get involved because it was COVID. He was scheduled to catch COVID.
Wow.
You bunch of fucking pussies. You should kill yourselves. You ain't a man. Go get a snip. Wear a goddamn dress, you fucking cowards. That was one of our women that was attacked. And you did nothing. I'm sorry, Queen. This isn't your this is your show and I'm cutting up.
The bad thing is about it, people are always going to have an excuse for why they didn't do anything. Okay, you didn't want to jump into it. Why you didn't call 911? What's the excuse for that? You know, it's a bunch of bullshit excuses that nobody's buying. And I hope they get nightmares. I hope they have to live with this. And hopefully grow some type of conscience, and it haunts them for the rest of their life, that they really stop back and let someone's life be ruined, basically. Could you just, the thought, how many times has she rode that train? How many times in the future will she have to ride that same train?
Better yet,
you know,
how much counseling is she going to need?
Yes, she's going to need counseling. Her life is ruined. She's always going to be sinking, second-guessing herself, blaming herself. You know, it's always it's going to be a constant battle, sleepless nights, counseling. It's going to affect how she interacts with people. Who knows how long it's going to be before she's even able to go outside, if she has been outside since then. Her livelihood, she's on her way to work or back home from work. What if she has children? You know, it's just so many things that the actions from one person, well, I shouldn't call him a person, one piece of shit, how many lives is going to be able to affect, not to mention the other victims. And whoever prosecuted him, before in the past, they should be ashamed of themselves. And I wish it was a way. I wish it was a way that this lady can go after everyone that had a hand in letting him get off easy and be able to move around so freely to be able to do this to her.
Yeah.
I wonder what made the cops come. Was it any cameras on the train? Was it like because no one called? You know, was it by chance? They just stopped at a stop or something.
Yeah. What ultimately happened is a SEPTA worker that I'm about to get into that because that's a whole nother. My next target of my anger and frustration is geared to SEPTA. So, oh man. So since no one called 911, a SEPTA employee observed it and they called 911, enabling SEPTA police officers to respond immediately and apprehend the suspect in the act, full-on rape, snatched him off of her. And again, it says that, you know, it transpired according to video surveillance for over 40 minutes. And the last 6 to 8 minutes, he was at the act of rape and goddamn, not one person. I just can't get over that. But SEPTA. So it took an employee to see this shit while the train's riding by to call it in. And then the SEPTA cops decided to show up and pull this punk ass off. Now, I'm seeing reports here that someone did speak to the woman on Friday, and she said to be doing okay, and she was taken to the hospital and treated for her injuries following the assault. So that's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. So here's the problem I got with SEPTA, and I hope the young lady, if this ever gets back to you, sue them motherfuckers. Sue this piece of shit of an organization, a transit authority. I need people to understand, if you're from Philly or outside of Philly, SEPTA is not a company. SEPTA is a transit authority, right? So you can't go and start another bus company. Why? Because they have the contract with the state to be the authority, not company, authority. They have anywhere from a $4 to $7 billion budget. They have another budget. It's $25 million. You know what that's for, Queen? Just take a guess with that. $25 million that they allocate every single year. They're spending $25 million on something. What do you think it is?
What is it?
Fucking cops. SEPTA cops. That according to their website, there's a SEPTA cop on every train. Where the fuck was a SEPTA cop on this train?
Right. Apparently not that one.
Now, here's the thing. This is what critical thinking is supposed to be about. According to SEPTA, there is a SEPTA cop on every fucking train who walks to and fro the train, correct? So if we establish that this young lady got on somewhere at the goddamn beginning, and she got off at the last stop for 40 minutes, that motherfucker ain't come to and fro, Queen.
Right. Where was that cop patrolling?
So, and of course, SEPTA has been asked for by multiple media sources, everywhere from Yahoo News to the Associated Press. They're all asking for copies of the video footage so they can do a more thorough investigative report. And of course, SEPTA's not turning it over. And the police don't want them to either. So it's a clusterfuck.
Why would they turn it over? It's going to basically confirm what everyone already knows, that it was no cops on duty, which I have the money and the funds to hire them, and claim that you have used that money to hire them, and somebody can be assaulted and harassed and raped for, 40 minutes from the beginning of the line to the end. So hopefully they won't let this die down. I hope that the victim is doing something, or at least have somebody to kind of not let this die down, because
mm-hmm.
that's eventually what they're hoping will happen. You know, the amount of fear, because you think about it, yes, he was arrested. He has a bond. Who knows? He might have some sick family member that believes he's innocent, or that's not making him held accountable, and he may post, or some idiot organization that's going to come out the woodwork as if he's some type of victim, because you do have those weirdos out here. And that's just one weirdo that was caught. There's hundreds, thousands of others.
Oh man! If that ain't enough, Queen, they're threatening to do a strike. The workers, the union. So SEPTA is dragging its feet with doing whatever to take care of its people. Sometimes it's the union being assholes. Sometimes it's just SEPTA not doing the right thing. SEPTA, if you're familiar with them and y'all know Philly, man, it's always something going on. And from every couple of years, they're striking or threatening to strike. So what happened was, remember when Biden was throwing all that money out, SEPTA got $1.5 billion from the federal pandemic relief. And out of that $1.5 billion, you think they would have bumped up some of the security stuff to protect our women and children. You think they would have bumped up the goddamn people to clean that pissy-ass goddamn trains that the homeless people ride up and down on all damn day.
Yeah, I'm surprised about the amount of money they get.
Yeah. So, but, you know, my anger and my rage is high, because this could have been someone in our families. This could have been our moms, our sisters and girlfriends, wives. And these fuckers ain't doing shit about it. So, fuck you, SEPTA. Fuck Mr.
McGoing. I
want to
know, where's the people's outrage? Where's the people's outrage? That's what I want to know. I mean, minus the assholes that did nothing but fume, you know. But just think about it. Look how many people have to depend on that transportation to get to and from where they have to go.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. I think I done beat that. We done beat that horse to death, Queen. All right. Okay. At some point, we're going to have to do a show on cancel culture.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Did you see the Dave Chappelle, his last show with Netflix?
I did not.
The Closer?
I did not watch. I saw clips of it. I saw all the controversy around it. I have formed an opinion about it.
Sure. Well, let's start with that. You tell me what you think.
Basically, they proved him right. That basically you can do whatever you want to black people. You know, black people could kill each other. They could be treated unfairly. They can fight. Anything negative. Say what you want. Do what you want. It is okay. You're not going to hear anything. Say something about the LGBT community. I know I'm missing some letters. And it's an outlaw. I don't feel like he was being disrespectful. I think he was just speaking a reality of what's going on in the world today. You know, first of all, somebody always want to cancel somebody. It's like Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this point? Look at the baby. He killed somebody even though it was deemed self-defense. You know, he rap about sex, drugs, violence. crime, and you get sold out shows. Let him go on a rant that he shouldn't have went on. It was the wrong time to express how he felt about whatever. So in my mind, I think it's more to the story than that little rant that he gave. Look how many shows was canceled, how he was dropped, how they was boycotting him and it all. You know?
Yeah.
So this kind of proved the point that what he was saying. And, you know, Dave Chappelle, he always has some type of, he always says something that's real and too real for people, for certain people inside his shows. But when he was on David Chappelle's show playing a crackhead, a homeless man, you know, the ghetto, you know, the ghetto man from that entered the real world, when he was doing anything that was a stereotype or a diss to his own people, it was funny. Hee hee, ha ha. You know, let's throw him more money. But the second he won't perform for the circus, it's just canceling him.
Yeah, it's turned into a bigger mess than a big conversation, because it's to the point where everyone, you know, after it dropped, it took a couple of days, but the movement started of cancel Dave, cancel Dave, cancel Dave, right? So then, okay, Netflix had a decision to make, and the co-founder of Netflix came out and said, you know, I ain't doing it. It's free speech. This is art. You don't like it, don't watch it, right? And then that's when there's been the talks of people who work in Netflix. They were fired because they went and shitted on their the people that cut their paychecks on their social media. And then as of today, I'm looking here, there's a goddamn protest. You know, Netflix employees walk out. It grows tense as trans right protesters clash with Dave Chappelle supporters. So they're out there getting it in. It's I'm all for canceling people who are trying to stir up the bigots, the racists, the you know, because words do have power. Bill O'Reilly, he was right to be canceled from Fox. Tucker Carlson should be canceled from Fox, right? There's people out there who are talking to the crazy lunatics of the world who will storm the fucking Capitol, who will hang a black man, who will shoot a black man. So those are the people that need to be canceled. But someone who's telling his story about how a certain group of people is affected by him telling stories, you going to cancel him for that? I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I just don't agree with it. I'm for cancel culture, but some shit, man, come on, man. He's a comedian. He's supposed to piss you off. He's supposed to be offensive. So I don't know, Queen. This shit is getting out of control. And I don't have a problem with the LGBTQ community. There's several members of them on this line listening tonight, you know, who are listening to this show tonight. So, but goddamn, y'all going to stop this dumb shit. Ain't nobody can't say shit without y'all getting y'all goddamn panties in a bunch. No pun intended. When Lil Nas X was running around twerking and giving lap dances on fucking award shows, and he's fucking the devil in his videos, and the people wanted to cancel him, y'all surrounded that motherfucker, protected him. Right? Remember that? So it's like they protect his little ass, but and come on, man.
Because some people don't like to be called out. That's just that. Some people don't like to be called out. They shun one of their own people, and he stood up. You know, and he put them on blast, you know, and hey, they didn't like it. A lot of people don't, you know, want their skeletons to fall out the closet or the truth to be told about who they are and how they are. You know, and we're equal opportunity destroyers and applauders. We get on our own people when we do the fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is exempt in this show. And that's just what it was. That's the real issue here.
Exactly. And shout out to Zyle Styles with the check-in. She says, right, like the shit is ridiculous. To the 10th power, they're too damn sensitive. Yep, they sure are. It's out of pocket. I don't agree where – and I get where some of these organizations, where they were coming from, pertaining to the part about him fighting the transsexual person. I get where they were coming from because they were citing how, hate crimes towards transgender folks are on an all-time high this year alone. And it seems like this year alone is going to eclipse last year. So I get it. And I get y'all saying, hey, Dave, chill that shit the fuck out. But no, oh, cancel them, take it down. They ain't taking that shit down. How much money they paid that man? They ain't taking that down. And it's too many people. We outnumber y'all. Too many of us, okay, all right, it was a little rough, but okay, we laughed, we giggled, we kept it pushing. You don't like it, tune out. This whole thing about the trans community and the queer community, y'all doing too much. At the end of the day, we don't give a fuck about what y'all doing. I don't want to see no one have violence thrown towards them, so I'm with y'all on that, but nah, man, come on. All this cancel shit.
And that's the problem. If people do not, a group of people that has the ability to cancel someone or even put in the manpower that they put behind it to be using that power for something completely different, you know, it baffles me that the amount of people and support that comes behind certain things. It's ridiculous, you know. When we had BLM, we couldn't get that support from other people outside our own people. I mean, a handful, but not the ones with the voice and the power. Like, people, it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, it's sad because the LGBT community were the founders of the Black Lives Matter movement. You know, when you look at the ladies who found there, what, two of them were married, weren't they, to each other? So, I mean, it's you know, I get it, man. I really do. I understand where everyone wants to be safe and they want to protect their culture and their way of life. I'm all for that shit. But we got to get out of this idea that you could just completely erase someone because you don't like what they said about you. And we're going to stop trying to, it will incite people to hate trans people more and attack trans people more. That's
no,
the case. None of us are doing anything.
Whoever's going to do that, the bull, and have the hate in them, they have it in them already. He's not inciting hate. He's not, you know, there's nothing that he said was giving anybody any type of direction to hurt a transgender person or a gay or a lesbian person. He was basically stating a reality, something that happened and has happened, and he actually, you know, seeing it firsthand with someone that he's close to, you know,
right.
One of his supporters. And I applaud him, and I simply applaud him because a lot of people see certain things and they don't speak up because they're worried about what feather's going to be rattled. They're worried about who's going to have something to say. First of all, Dave Chappelle, no, he's not being canceled, and he really don't give two fucks about people trying to cancel him.
He
doesn't. I mean, I see some writing in the works. I see another special coming.
And to give you an idea how much Netflix gives a fuck, if you turned on Netflix, if you popped up with your Netflix this Friday, the first thing that pops up is Dave Chappelle sitting there talking to on someone else's show. I forgot the guy that used to come on late night. It's like they don't give a fuck. up, man. This is a business. This is a business. This is entertainment. If you're not entertained, then go somewhere else. Stop pushing your agenda. So let me get this straight. Let me pull this up. Piss me off. We can cancel Dave Chappelle for saying something about the trans community on Netflix. But how many gay cartoon series has it been on Netflix? All the gay people that walked out and said that. There's a whole, what's the cartoon, G-Team or some shit? Secret superhero gay people?
I just seen something about that on Facebook about, is it Batman and, or is it Superman, one of them, and Robin?
Oh, yes, that's in DC Comics, but on Netflix alone, Netflix has given them multiple avenues for platforms. Because there's people who are literally walking out of Netflix saying that Netflix is supporting the narrative of whatever. And I'm going, I have never seen so much gay shit in my entire life than I did this year alone. You know, Q-Force, I'm sorry, it's called Q-Force. It's on Netflix, gay superheroes. I mean, there's RuPaul, we got a cartoon called Super Drags, where they're saving a bunch of drag queens saving the goddamn world. Netflix has given y'all equal. let's move on. Fuck Netflix. Fuck these people. Goddamn.
Wow.
Fuck these people. I'm pissed off, Queen. Let's move on to something. Your boy Eddie Winslow, speaking about the damn LGBTQ community, your boy Eddie Winslow is catching heat. Darius McCurry.
I did see it yesterday. a story about it. And first I'm like, okay, they got a picture. You know, they have a picture of him, you know, by, because, you know, people see a picture and automatically assume. You know, so that's what my first thought. And then I opened and read the article, and I listened to the YouTuber that was reporting on it. And then I read the comments. You know, the last thing I heard about him is his ex-wife or someone was coming out saying he was abusive and, you know, he drank a lot, you know. Now we may know why. We may know why now. Because he couldn't be his true self, you know, without worrying about being criticized or, I mean, and not excusing it at all. I don't want anybody to think that I'm excusing it. But, you know, when people are often angry and violent, it's some underlying issues. And I don't know how true the story is. If that's her truth, that's her truth. And nobody should have to go through any type of, you know, abuse or anything. But, go ahead. Someone's got something to say.
I got a whole, I'm coming for everybody on this one. I'm coming for every fucking body on this one. The internet is Twitter. Because what happens is all internet fuckery starts at Twitter, and it works its way over to Instagram and Facebook. Think about the shit you find out or you heard about. What'd you find out about it? You found it on Instagram. You know why? Because the Twitter fucks are 2 days ahead of you. The Twitter toxic nature is always steps ahead. We see it with all the red flags all over the place. I saw that shit 2 weeks ago on Twitter. Now here come Instagram. This story is one of the many goofy-ass stories. First of all, I don't give a fuck if he's sleeping or dating with Sydney Starr. My problem
is
I've seen Bible quotes. I've seen people taunting this man. I've seen coming after this man. When Sydney Starr was posting up with Tay Diggs, where the fuck was y'all at? I'll wait. When Sydney Starr was running around with Puff Daddy, Diddy, where the fuck was y'all at? when Sydney Starr cost Chingy a fucking brand new record deal, multi-million dollar record deal, 2014, 15, or whatever the fuck it was, where was y'all at? When
right.
she was going back and forth with R. Kelly, when he was out in the streets touching people, where the fuck was y'all at?
Yep. But she now changed herself on the scene now. I mean, a lot of people found out about her from Love and Hip Hop, but she's not new in this industry.
Fuck, and you
she's
know
been
what
around.
I heard about her? The very first time I laid eyes on her was like 2014 or 15. She was on one of those goddamn shows where you go get, where she got her, the dude that did her boobs and ass and all this shit and tightened her up. He had a reality show on one of these goofy-ass True TV type show, type channels. And she was on it. She was a nobody. She was an aspiring rapper. And then come find out she's all over fucking Pornhub. Motherfucker got OnlyFans page. She pops up wherever fucking porn pops up. And you be looking for a regular big booty girl porn. And then she cock a leg up some balls. Probably like, oh, what the fuck is this? That's Sydney goddamn Starr. Putting her shit in the regular section. The straight male section. The straight section. This chick has been a clout chasing, whatever the fuck, been a clout chasing piece of shit for the last goddamn almost a whole decade now. And y'all picking and choosing who to go after. I've seen more people upset and wound up that goddamn Eddie Winslow might be dating. He said, that's my friend. They ran up on him while he's with his mom. The man had to say, yo, look, my mom's standing here. I'll give you a different answer. This should have come out way different. He said, that's my friend. Stop with this rule. Because it's someone that's old from the, back in the day y'all don't give a fuck about. Y'all don't believe him. You want to burn, put that man on the cross. But just 2 weeks ago, we found out R. Kelly was sucking dick. We found out R. Kelly was fucking boys. We found out R. Kelly been giving out herpes since what, 2000 fucking six? Seven? And y'all still supporting that piece of shit. Y'all pick and choose who y'all want to come at, man. Y'all taking this internet shit way too far. Y'all want to cancel whoever the fuck y'all want to cancel. Lynch whoever y'all fucking lynch. Ain't no proof that this man is fucking this person.
And if he is, who cares? He has to lay down with this person. He got to wake up, go to sleep. It's his life. So what he eats don't make y'all sick. So it shouldn't matter what he's doing. Now, the ones that's running around that is causing issues in your community, that what they do is affecting you or your children, hey, y'all can't do nothing about. But talk about, record, and let it happen.
So y'all got to take this internet shit with a grain of salt. You can't really put too much energy behind it because you're going to find yourself either passing along gossip or even if it's true, you and somebody else's fucking business. What do you care?
Mm-hmm.
How was them two slapping balls together affecting your paycheck, affecting the food in your fridge, the heat in your house?
Right.
And for black people to hate Republicans so much, y'all sure sound like fucking conservatives to me. How Republican of you niggas.
They don't know what
worried
they are.
Worried about what the gays are doing. Worried about what the gays are doing. I've never seen so much biblical scripture being flying around the last 2 days until this man showed up. Now, if he has an issue with the abuse with his wife, then fuck him. Tar and feather him for that. Bowl his balls in oil for that. But all this extra, you know, this little bullshit about who he sleep, man, I don't give a fuck about that. Y'all support me, y'all pick and choose all this nonsense. It's just goofy, man. Goofy as shit.
I'm convinced that some of these men is not securing their own sexuality and a little worried themselves. So why they always worrying about what man is sleeping with what man?
Yeah. And the fucking black women. God damn y'all. Y'all literally tar and feather this man. But Cardi B can come out and call a sister a big black fat gorilla bitch. and y'all said nothing to her. Nothing to her.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking.
And that's the problem. That's why a lot of gay men don't want to come out and live their truth, because they're afraid to be, you know, they're shunned, they're talked about, they're ridiculed. It's like, it's sad how they treat it, how, like as if they're not entitled to be with, you know, who they want to be with.
Well, you know, some of the same people who I see going after this man is supporting Nicki Minaj. I've literally watched some of my friends, and I see y'all, and I'm calling y'all out because y'all are full of shit. You support this woman who's married a known sex offender. He's just as bad as that motherfucker from the first story. And if that wasn't enough, she is literally tormenting this woman to keep this, so this woman won't talk about what happened. You send in people to this woman's house. The woman moved. You track her down. She got receipts of you trying to close her mouth. 25,000 here, 50,000 here. I've been tracking that story for the last fucking year. It's disgusting. Fuck her, too. How come you ain't going to fuck her? She's harassing a woman who was sexually assaulted. But no, she puts out a new mixtape and y'all fucking with the Barbie. Fuck her. And fuck y'all too if you don't like what I'm saying. I'm on my shit tonight, Queen, goddamn.
I see, but I love it.
On my shit. I'm on my shit because I'm tired of you goofy ass people picking and choosing. You loving the shit that goes against the shit that you say you believe in. Oh, he's with the gay, but it's okay because he can rape, he can sexually molest a fucking young girl. She can call a sister, a plus-size sister, that owns the Shade Room. Cardi B can call her a big, fat, black gorilla bitch, her and her sister. Her and her sister on the live calling that sister that. Cardi B ain't black. Unless you want to talk about the lint, you want to go get deep into the Hispanic black, okay, cool. But at the end of the fucking day, fuck her. We got to protect our own. We got to do a better job, Queen.
Yeah.
Goddamn it.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't say boo-hoo when she was running around talking about she was drugging dudes and robbing them. They didn't boo-hoo about that either.
Man. This fucking woman is literally video footage all over the world of her putting a bottle up herself and passing it back to the fans. And fuck this goofy shit. Y'all, you know, if y'all going to bitch and complain about something that means something. All right, Queen, we got about 45 seconds.
Okay, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank people for interacting with us about this topic at hand. We are far from done with this topic, and so you will in the future hear about this again because the fuckery will continue. Any shout outs or last words before we head out?
Yes, shout out to Limited Edition, shout out to Zio Style, shout out to Miss Dopeness, shout out to entire NAF and anyone else who's listening that I didn't name. Thank you. See you tomorrow, y'all.
Yes, that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Y'all goofy asses.